While the nation tunes in to the Olympic Games in Rio, the Radio Athenia team is sitting down with Athenians to hear about their experiences from the 96 Games, when our city hosted three events. Last week, we heard from Mark Galvin, and this time, it's his wife Becky's turn. As a lifelong Olympics fan, Becky Galvin wasn't going to miss out on volunteering during the Athens Games for anything.
2 weeks after I got the letter asking me to join the protocol group, I found out I was pregnant. And I was going to be 8.5 months pregnant during the Olympics. So that started with a challenge. We started training for this position in like February before the Olympics. And the first night we walked in, we had notebooks that were about 4-inch notebooks, and they were filled of rules and regulations. And you're introducing the Queen of Sweden to the President of the University of Georgia. Who do you introduce first? How do you introduce that person? What titles do you use? All sorts of little things, but there were some gestures that you cannot use or words that you cannot use. Fanny, for example, is not a good word over in Europe, in some areas in Europe. So I always call my fanny packs now that were in at that point, they're no longer in, but a bum pack instead.
One of the responsibilities of working in protocol was interacting with international dignitaries and officials. Although Becky was more than enthusiastic to play her role, working in protocol offered some unexpected challenges.
There was one woman with the International Olympic Federation, and she had this reputation of being not real nice or very demanding, I would say. And I would find out ahead of time there's something I needed to know about them, that, you know, they were a vegetarian or they, you know, this person doesn't drink, whatever. And the little note I had on her was that she was demanding and that she liked flowers. Well, then I got another note saying not, you know, flowers from the flower shop, but fresh flowers. So for that one, the day she was coming, I went to my church and went into our church garden, was cutting fresh flowers so that she had nice fresh flower bouquet sitting at her little seat. And she ended up being just very, very nice. We were so frightened and so nervous that the room wasn't clean enough or the food wasn't good or something was wrong. And she was just really, really nice.
Becky found most of these guests to be gracious, and some even went out of their way to ensure her comfort.
One of my favorite stories is we had the International Football Association people in, and so at the final gold medal game, we were up in a nice box watching from the 50-yard line, and I'm supposed to be making sure that they're comfortable and getting them, you know, food or drink or anything they needed, and they were just so funny, and they said, you can need to get off your feet, and so they brought me, and they're sitting me down where they're supposed to be sitting. I'm sitting in the dignitary seats. They're feeding me and bringing me food and making sure I'm getting plenty to drink and plenty to eat. When we sent out birth announcements, we had birth announcements go to several different federations saying, wow. Hey, remember that pregnant lady? She had a son.
Becky Galvin is currently the marketing and program coordinator at the YWCO in Athens. Do you have a story you would like to tell about your Olympic experience in Athens? The Athenia team wants to hear it. Reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter at Radio Athenia, or for more ways to share your story, as well as hear this and other previous segments, you can go to our website, radioathenia.uga.edu. For Athenia, this is Lauren Baggett.